I didn't have those earlier. I
It's
didn't
because
have.
you decided to cut. Here's what I will say. I'm glad that we now pressed record so that our hair
So
conversation can
everyone
hear
can know about our hair woes.
our hair woes. I have not had a fringe slash bangs since I was in middle school. My parents or my mom decided that my hair was so thick that I needed, and this was probably a fair judgment. Like it was a lot. And so back in the 90s and 80s, you just did a fringe. And I did it, and I grew my fringe out from when I graduated middle school to high school, and it was like people were seeing me for the first time. It was
I
like I had been
did this
whatever.
at bangs
So
slash
to
friend.
go, I have PT. The summary is I have PTSD about bangs. Like yours are cute, it's appropriate. Like there's nothing. I look at Taylor Swift, and I'm like, oh my God, little adorable girl there. But like when I think about myself, I think about people just like not wanting to date me.
Well,
Until
here's
I grew my bangs out.
you have a really small forehead, and so you don't have like a bangs appropriate forehead because your head, your forehead. My forehead is a five head, and so like they help
Not sure
proportionally.
that I've noticed, and I mean that genuinely, because
It's
I've
not
known you.
that like I've gotten comments or anything, but it's a large forehead, so
Can
like
you
the
imagine if someone was just like, your forehead is
humongous.
huge?
You know what? I can because those are the kinds of friends I have. One time I was sitting
Christy
next to
has some. If y'all are listening and you're friends of Christy,
No, but this is on me.
you need to look
This is
around
who we
for
are.
yourself. Look at who you are and
This is
think about
who we
it.
are.
Someone told her she had a big forehead. Who does that?
So I was sitting next to, you know, Jen, my dear Jen, and I
And I
sit.
love Jen. So Jen, you don't count.
I looked down and I said, "Jen, your fingernails are wrong."
Christy,
Her fingernails
Bailey, you're
grow.
part of the problem.
Well, I am part of the problem. Yeah, her fingernails grow wrong though, but she has.
Do you think she doesn't know that? Do you
No,
think you have to be the
she
one
has
that
told
tells her?
this was when we were in our early 20s, and she has told
Oh,
me
even better when you're like real secure in
real
yourself.
vulnerable that
Yeah, yeah.
she doesn't like to not have fingernail polish on now because of because of me.
I hate you for that. Jen, I'm sorry. You know who wouldn't have mentioned that? Me.
Yeah, well, anyway,
Rough stuff. Hey guys, welcome back. We're back
we're back
here.
in this hellscape of the
That's
world.
correct. I would like to once again blame Christy for this because I've been home for a while. Christy has not been home for a while.
I was like, I have been home for 6 days.
6 days. Yep.
Six
Christy,
days.
once again, if you guys remember the summertime, I was just like, I've been here.
Oh no,
And
no, no,
Christy,
no, no, no. I was available in the
it's
summer and
recorded.
you were not. You were busy all of August. I can look at our text messages. You were at the beach a lot.
I live in North Carolina. That's what we do.
Your
We
beach
get,
is
I think I had one weekend where I said, this is like the privilege of being middle class and also being near the beach. I said, I got sad, so we went to the beach. Which was a true story.
was.
That was not, I just booked it, and I am not, I should say, like, I'm an eldest child, so like I'm not frivolous with money or anything. I mean, I have a Atlanta state shirt on that I got from Primark, which if you're from the UK, you will know what that is. It is not real.
It's not a real place.
It's not a real place at all. But it's like this very athlo leisure wear or
It
whatever. It looks
is
like a football jersey. And but I saw it and I laughed so hard because I was like,
not
and
real.
whoever was with me was like, what? And I was like, well, that doesn't exist. So that's
Not
one thing. Anyway, I'm pretty whatever with money, but I was like, I just booked it and I told Stuart we're going to the beach.
She did. I remember this day well. Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, fair due.
But the real thing here is that Christy is the problem that we all need to know about.
This is an oldest child, youngest child, never-ending battle. Who is the
It's,
problem?
but
It's
it's
not.
tough because it's true.
Never gonna be. No, it's not. I will show you the text messages, but Really, what the problem is that we both have lives on occasion.
No, the truth is Christy's like, you know what, Colorado. And I'm like, okay, see you in 5 years. Honorably, she visits her parents. And I'm like,
okay, I was that, for two and a half sense. Weeks of the whole summer.
Which was a long time. You I'm get not going out to there.
Of the summer to blame me.
Look, I can't the go out there because I have to go out there every year for the rest of my life, apparently, from now on. Isn't AAR in Colorado this next time?
It's in Denver again. Leah hates Colorado a lot, guys.
I don't. I just feel like I'm there all the time.
Me, every time there's a dateline about Colorado, she sends it to me and goes, see, somebody should live there.
That's just problematic. Like, that's just Colorado being a problem. That's not me hating it. It's just we flip on the thing and we're like, is it going to be... you would think based on where we both are from that it would be the deep south, and it sure is a lot of times because of poverty and all that, but I kid you not, something's in the water up there in old Coco, because it dateline 9 out of 10,
it's like
not, you just put them in the well, and I'm like, y'all have free weed, what's happening? Like,
I did just read a really good true crime book
about, was it about Colorado?
Georgia. It was about Georgia.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Like, I'm self-deprecating enough about my region that I assumed they're all in the South. But it just kept coming. It became a joke because it was just like, in Denver, Colorado. And I'm like, Jesus.
It's mostly Greeley, though. Greeley is where the problem is. I saw a
guy getting shot on the front porch in Greeley. That happened.
Yeah.
And I don't even know these places. I know these places because of Christy. So when I hear them, I'm like, oh, a football player got shot. And why do I know this? Why is this in my head? On the front porch of a porch and in Greece. Like,
oh, that's where I went to college.
I know, but did you know about the guy who got shot on his front porch?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you did. Because it's just murders up there.
Murder. And
it's like a liberal place. It's like supposed to be like peace, love, and harmony, right? And you got the mountains, and you got the weed.
There's also quite a few cults in Colorado, though. Like, we've got Crestone. We've got the people with the yellow deli. I can't remember what it's called, but it's got a yellow banner. Maybe
I knew about Crestone because I listened to that Banished in Thin Air podcast, and guess where it was set? Colorado. This girl wandered off from a drum circle and never came back.
What was her name? Mother God.
Was that in Colorado too? I feel like you're proving your point right now. You've brought up one Georgia murder that you read about.
I'm aware of the problems. That's where all my friends are. So,
well, just be careful. Yes, that's what I tell Christy. Christy's like, it's just because you hate Colorado. She doesn't realize that it's not. It's funny now, but it isn't that. It's that I have to be there constantly and everyone's killing everyone, apparently, which is
Leah tough. Has gone to Colorado 3 times.
Has it only been three?
It's only been 3 times.
Well, but it was very, my recency bias. Well, 4 now. It'll be 4.
It will be 4.
The issue is that it's, okay, there are multiple issues. And again, not having to do with hating Colorado. The main issue is that, no, it isn't. The main issue is that it's always winter that we go.
Oh, it is always winter when we go. Because it's in November.
She's always on the defense. She thought I was saying it's always winter there.
A lot of people have said
it's always winter when we go. And also, it's always Denver or Denver suburbs. It would be like me taking you to Atlanta and being in the winter and being like, well, there's Georgia.
Here's is that you only go for AAR. Where else are we going to go?
AAR's you would have invited me on your 2-week trip, but you didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
You can come to Colorado anytime you want. I will come.
I actually didn't know if she invited me or not, but I pulled a very intense oldest child, and I was right.
She did. We'll drive. I'll take you. I know everywhere I would take
I'm not
you.
Driving to Colorado. That's crazy. I will pay for Penny to be under your seat.
I'll drive out there so that we have a car, and you can fly out there and meet me. And then I'll take you to a Red Rocks show, and I'll take you to mountain towns and you can see you can see Garden of the Gods. I'll take you on a little like adventure to Greeley and you can see where all the murders happen.
I don't know. Also, my friend says it smells like poop, so I don't want
to go. It does. We won't go to Greeley.
I don't know if I really want to go. Anyway, guys, welcome to Theology on the Rocks. For Christy and I haven't seen each other in a while, and every time we haven't, you get this intense, because you're basically listening to what it sounds like when we talk to each other.
It's which true. Is this.
And true. Welcome to 2026, where, we're already taking over countries and killing people in the streets, so yeah. That's great.
Yeah, so just a lot of
work. I had a moment of happiness in New Year's where I was like, oh, it's a new year. And then
it's a new year and a new horror. Yeah, a lot of war crimes, a lot of domestic terrorism being enacted by government agencies.
I constantly have to tell Stuart, who is a immigrant from Scotland, as you all well know, but I have to be like, it hasn't always been like this. This is a new thing. And he's just like,
Like, it has always been like this. It just hasn't always been like this on the grand scale. Like,
it has. Like
we've always had people dying.
We sure have, and I will say we have our good friend Josh Patterson of Rethinking Faith has written a Substack which discusses this very issue.
Yeah,
which is that in fact it has always been going on. It's just a different flair and doesn't all the time affect
middle class
white people. And so now we're now noticing, and that's the whole thing. So yes,
you should.
I'll rephrase, Stuart. This is a new thing. For us,
it's for
you and I. It is a new thing.
Also say though that I think that part of the issue, and I genuinely mean this, is that like we're so attached to our phones and to like news cycles, and I think that while like these things have always been happening, we haven't lived 24/7 getting new horrors every time we wake up.
And getting videos and all that stuff, the video, like being able to see things.
Yeah, and while like there's something to be said for being aware, there's also something to be said for like massive overload of trauma and horror, and like we're being paralyzed with grief and tragedy and everything else that's been going on, and I think that that's like a genuine problem that
I've just looked at the I agree, and I. I just, hold on. Sorry, I still have a cold, guys.
He has had this cough for, like, what, 3 months now?
3 months, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, 3 months.
Yeah.
Hey. But also we had this is a side quest, but also there was a thing that was like, hey, whatever your number one song was in 1992 is how your New Year's is going to be. Yeah. And mine was Boys to Men, The End of the Road.
Yeah.
Oh, now you've come
and then
to
it was,
the end of the road.
Of the road. Mine was 1993, and it was I Will yours Always Love You.
Yeah, yours and Stuart's were the same.
So yours is like, it's the end of the road, and we're like, yep, bye.
I will always love you. It's been nice. It's been good great. Knowing you.
It's been great.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I forgot what I was going to say now. I went on my side quest and I couldn't circle back. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I think that, and this is one of the things that we wanted to do today, because there are horrible, horrible things happening, and we certainly don't want to ignore the horrible things. And obviously also like we'll talk about them, but we also wanted to be able to like recognize that just being constantly angry and tortured and traumatized is not productive or good for us. So we also want to be hopeful and like have things to strive for that are positive.
My crazy brain brought it back to me.
Yeah, what?
And it's along you talking help. I went like this, which seems wrong, but I was you talking made me remember it. Is that so? I do AAR Southeast, and one of the things I do for that conference is I do the student papers, and I usually can judge like what's happening in young people's brains by the topics.
Yeah.
Because some of them will be very repetitive. So strangely last year, It was a lot to do with like supernatural stuff, interestingly enough. I don't know if we were in like escapism thing, but there was a lot of like
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
vampires
I do
and
remember
stuff.
you telling me that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and this year, America, Christian nationalism, religion, coded language, the abortion debate, like it was all immigration stuff. Like it was, there were so many papers on that topic. And I think that's an interesting thing to me.
Yeah. I do. I find it interesting to see what your themes are with the students every year.
That one was a big one. I mean, it may have been the biggest that thing that we had for the
Well,
student paper. Because it's what they're interested in and what they're listening to, or not listening to, but what they're consuming and what's on their mind. And so
yeah.
it's like getting a little window. I mean, Christy and I teach them, but we don't get the window because we're giving them prescribed essays and things to read and write about, and they'll put in a little of themselves. But these papers are just papers that they came up with on their own to submit, and no one's making them do that.
Yeah.
And that, so to me, it's always interesting from a sociological perspective to see like the themes, and that was overwhelmingly the theme. Like
Yeah.
the Constitution, there was several papers about the Constitution. Like it is just it's just a thing, and it's clearly on there. So, but I will say that's kind of a hopeful thing. We move from a lot of like vampire romance situation, and like I keep talking about that. That paper was actually incredibly good. This woman tracked the way that religion was used to manipulate the vampire genre in terms of TV and media, and it was really, really interesting.
Oh,
That's
interesting.
why it stuck in my head. So I don't want her to think I'm calling it. Not if she ever listens to this. Your paper was good, and I remember it. But there was more than that. There was a lot of like architecture, like this is how things are built, and a lot of like here's a book that I've read, and this sort of stuff. And this year it feels like our world's falling apart. Let's
Yeah.
talk about that. So it made me feel like they've gone from like disassociation to reassociation in a way.
Yeah, which is, I mean, that's definitely good. You know, like we want to make sure we're still operating within what's going on. And like I said, like I obviously we need to be able to talk about things that are happening and we need to be aware of things that are happening. But like I just like especially after yesterday, and the shooting and the murder in Minneapolis that happened, I just felt really like I couldn't do anything else. I was so despondent and I was just like this. It was much like when George Floyd was murdered, you know, like there's just a heaviness and a kind of like the evil feels like it's taking over. And that's not going to help. Feeling like the evil is winning and just kind of like becoming resigned to it, which Josh mentioned in his Substack as well. It was a great, we'll shoot up a link for it, but
And I think too, like
us to be able to say like that there is still hope and that there is still something to fight for and that we still have love and joy and those kinds of things because like we just won't survive in despair, you know.
And it's where I really appreciate, I think there's a difference between disassociating and being inspired. And I think like I just finished the Stranger Things finale yesterday, and I know you probably don't watch it, although you could. But I will say
No, I watched the first season. I just didn't care.
that one's so cool and like 80s nostalgic and like fun and like
It just didn't hit, and so I just gave up.
But
But
that
like,
Game of Thrones makes sense to me. Stranger Things makes less sense to me for you. Like I could definitely see Game of Thrones like being like a hit, a miss for you, but like I feel like Stranger Things would be a
I
hit.
do also like I because I remember very distinctly the time and place in my life in which I watched that first season and like nothing was gonna hit during that period of my life.
That's fair.
And so it's really not like a
It's
Stranger
very
Things
like
problem. Like
'80s.
I didn't get into it and then it was just like too late to pick up, you know, like
It's like Now and Then had a baby with what's that 80s film with all the kids and they're on like the bridge and they go,
Stand By
it's
Me.
Stand By Me. It's like that if that had a baby and then you add like a supernatural bad guy basically. But like
I mean, I
the real story is the story of like their friendships and
yeah,
stuff.
I do love Winona Ryder.
She's so great. She's great in it. This is her renaissance, I feel like.
I have loved her forever. I think she's fantastic. So, but this is not me saying like there's anything particularly I didn't like about it. It just didn't stick. And then it was like I have to go back. I'd have to do the whole thing. And it just felt.
There's only 5 seasons, Christy. This isn't a lost situation. You can go back. you only got four now if you've watched the first one. So
I would have to rewatch it. I don't remember a single thing.
Mostly just play Dungeons and Dragons a lot.
It does feel like one of those things where like maybe, you know, if I was like, okay, I have nothing to do for this month, like I'll watch Stranger Things. But other
she's
things
also a contrarian in that a social
that
contrarian.
that doesn't help, yeah. Because I never
But I will say the point I was trying to make is that I think there's a difference between being inspired and disassociating, like scrolling or stuff made disassociate. And there are times for both of those. Like I have moments after I teach where I need to disassociate because it's been too much. But like I will say watching the finale of that, it felt like those sort of old school, like, because they're all kids. I mean, that's the most important thing is you've got these kids and the kids are perpetually trying to tell the adults like this thing is bad and it's going to take over everything. And the adults are kind of idiots in the show. You have a couple, you've got Winona Ryder, of course, but they really take a lot of convincing. And a lot of times the kids just go and do it themselves because they're, and I think for me, that was inspiring because it's like, it's good versus evil. It's not like a complex story. And it's like the kids are battling this evil. And, you know, it makes you feel inspired because you're like, okay, like these are kids. They have no resources. Like in the beginning, they can't even drive. They're on their bicycles because they don't have cars to like, and they're taking on this kind of global evil. And it's like it could seem silly, but also I sort of get the draw of like the Star Wars stuff and this in a way, because it's like sometimes we need to be inspired that we can do something, you know, to help and to make it better. And absolutely. So watching that, I was like kind of fist pumping, being like,
I mean, like this is a wildly different example, but every now and then I will like listen to or watch Les Mis and I'm just like like, we can do this. We can rise up. We, you know, like...
Freaking Hamilton! Heck yeah!
Like, there's so much art, which is important. Like, art is so important. But there's so much art out there that can give us that inspiration and, like, genuinely, like, push us to be thinking and be inspired and to, like, develop better empathy and all these kinds of things that, like, we need to consume all of that. Whether it's Stranger Things or, you know, Christy. I'm trying to think of what.
She's got to take it high art.
But
she's over here watching Anna Karenina.
Super depressing.
Being like,
I watched a lot of very depressing stuff this week. But like, yeah. It's
maybe not the best example. well, guys, by the way, we're drinking a dry wine because we figured it's dry January for some of you.
Dry January for us too. But in the better
way. I have a Shardy, and Christy has a red of some persuasion.
Red. Mm-hmm. I can't pronounce the name of it, so it's fine.
Okay. Cheers. Ching, ching.
But cheers.
My Georgia cup. We still live in hope.
I have a Colorado cup, which is not planned.
There's like a knife just going like this on the side of
just
it.
Like, yeah.
I need to find that. The murder capital of the world, which is not Stuart and I googled it one night. It actually is the South. You're far more likely.
I was like, it's not Colorado, but
not at all. It's all the places you think that are like the poorest. It's just that I think we kill each other in a not very dramatic fashion. I think it's just like not dramatic. It's profuse.
It's just like dramatic.
There's not a story to it.
Yeah.
I think Colorado has more of a murder story.
But no, so when Leah and I were talking about what we wanted to do today, I jokingly said that we should do dry drinks because it's dry January, except that neither of us are doing dry January because I don't need any more.
Like the news is my dry January.
I know, like also, the world is poor. So we're drinking dry wines and we're gonna talk about
joke somewhere.
Yeah, I was like, that joke was funny. We should do that.
And then she said on a voice note, we should talk about hope in the new year or Christian nationalists. It was like in the same breath.
And I was it was like those are for like a hopeful podcast, or we can do Christian nationalism.
And I said, let's go for a new year theme.
Start with the new year.
We can do both. Why not both?
Why not?
You guys get to hear it first, is that I'm putting forth a proposal that I've already chatted with a publishing house about the next Bad Theology book, which will Woo-hoo! Be about Christian nationalism. And UK.
Oh, okay.
Nationalism. Yeah, it's going to be like a comparative. It's going to be a lot of discourse analysis. So like what's being published. I don't like talking about things in the abstract. I feel like Christian nationalism gets talked about a lot as like a
big thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's like this big baddie, but we don't really know what it looks like.
Yeah.
So I really want to like practical theology it and like analyze like sort of stuff that's coming from the governments or stuff that's coming from these political parties. It's published, it's available, that's concrete that you can look at. And sort of see how it's manipulating people's brains. But that's not what we're going to talk about today.
Not today, but maybe next week. Okay.
Just know she's back there. The war of doom continues. You're right. One good thing.
You got pigeonholed.
All I want to do is write about this, like, Howard Fenster, this, like, artist from Georgia that does this, like, folk art, and people are like, yeah, cool. So about Bad Theology, and I'm like, okay, that's it. It's me.
I keep saying I try to write more uplifting, like happy things, but nope. Grief, trauma, mass incarceration, those are the things that I get to.
You get to talk about Southern Gothic writers with me.
Southern Gothic writers, yeah, that's gonna be exciting.
And you get to chair a panel at AR Southeast for like queer studies in the South, which will be fun.
I do. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it.
And I'm about to ask you something else.
Since I chaired something, so I'm looking forward to it. I'm sorry. What? What did you?
I said I'm about to ask you to do something else, and then I just okay.
I saw the like. Work and I was like, what did I just miss? I missed something.
Just say yes. See, that's the correct answer. So if we are talking about hope in the new year, you and I have not talked about Christmas, but I have had this thing where I don't really do like New Year's resolutions. I have in my head sort of like what I'm going into the new year with.
Yeah.
And it's right here. So I'll So I got like a really amazing, I got two really amazing presents at Christmas that happened by a strange circumstance. So one of them is, so in the past few months, those of you who are close to me will know that sadly my cousin passed away and then my aunt passed away.
Yeah.
And so as it goes, it's my grandma had my mom and my aunt, and then my aunt had... So her daughter passed away, and then she passed away. So when I was growing up, I had this, it was a bracelet that my grandma had, and I was obsessed with my grandma. My grandma passed away as a complication of Alzheimer's when I was a senior in high school. And, but she was my like person, like we were very similar. She would have been a theologian.
Your last, right? So you dedicated. You dedicated your last book to her?
That was my other grandma.
Oh, that was the other. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, this one was like a Southern Baptist lady. She was a World War II. She like canned food. She was a Southern lady. She was kind of terrifying, but also awesome. Her name was Mary. Uh-huh. Like, of course it was. But anyway, she had this charm bracelet. And it was really sad in the end. Any of you who have... had a relative or someone you know who has had Alzheimer's, it is, I'm not going to say the worst because that feels like a claim I cannot make, but it is a terrible event. Because someone who, she basically raised me because my parents were working all the time. Mm-hmm. And like, but she got Alzheimer's probably when I was about 16. And by the end, she didn't really remember who I was, which was, but she's still alive, you know, and that's, it's anyway.
Yeah. It's my grandma
a nice ending. Just, no, go ahead.
No, my grandma had the same, well, she had dementia, but the same thing happened. She forgot who I was for the last like 2 years of her life. So yeah, it's hard.
Cause yeah, you have to. I kept visiting and I kept being like, and you get little, and then she lost her, because it's degenerative. She was in a hospital bed because she lost the ability to walk and then she lost the ability to speak. And there would be moments where you could see little flickers in the eye and you were just like, oh my gosh, she's just trapped in there, you know, like, and it's so whatever. So it destroyed me.
Yeah.
And when she passed, there's lots of feelings there. She was kind of my hero. She was my hero. So she had this bracelet that had like, it was this charm bracelet that had all of her kids and her grandkids and her husband and like, you know, just, and I remember when I was a little girl, she'd always take it off to like wash her hands or do whatever. And I would just like play with it. And I just thought it was like the coolest thing, cause it was like a cutout of our heads, like a little profile. And when she passed, my mom was like, you know, as parents do, they're like, is there anything that you might like? And I was 18 years old. And I said, all I want is that charm bracelet. Like she wore it every day. Like, that's what I want. Yeah. And mom was like, I think she gave it to your cousin. Or sorry, I think your cousin got it already. And I said, you know, my cousin was older. I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's okay. 25 years later.
There it is.
My mom got my aunt's jewelry box, who had consequently gotten her daughter's jewelry box. And they both passed. And it was in the jewelry box. And 25 years later, I have it. And
that's so sweet. That's,
it's great.
Yeah.
And so you can really see all the little heads.
I love and it. To put a picture up.
Yeah, we will. It's really delightful. Like, yeah. Not a lot of things kind of get me, but it got me. And it also feels like it's the theme for my New Year's. When I got this, I just was like, oh my gosh. Like, I just like held on to it. I mean, I also got her, I got her ring or whatever, but like, yeah, but like, this was all that I ever wanted for all these years. And like, to have it, and I could see it in my head. This is how crazy it is. I could see the little heads in my head. But I hadn't seen it for 25 years. And to actually get it just made me feel like the theme of the new year for me is like finding things that are lost that bring me joy, or that I had in a previous life that bring me joy.
Yeah.
You know, and so I feel like that became the sort of overwhelming remembering what made me who I was. Because I think in some ways in this time you can forget. And I got a whole bunch, you can't see it, and God, you don't want to. I got a whole bunch of boxes of videotapes of me in college that I'm going to transfer to DVD. And my mom had looked at them and she was like, you were so like confident and like young and enthusiastic and all of this stuff. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna quit moving forward and I'm gonna move backwards a little bit and try to think about those things in a different way. So
I that's like my that. Thing. That's what about really, you? Yeah. mine is like, if I have to come up with a word, and this is going to sound really lame, but is intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that I post the PhD, which like I graduated now, it's been 4 years. So, like, I need to stop being like post PhD, but it takes a while to heal because that shit's rough.
I still feel like I'm post PhD. That was 2011.
Right. Like, I'm like, okay, so post the PhD, I just honestly was trying to like sort out what I was without being a student, you know, and trying to be better at reclaiming habits or hobbies or whatnot that I liked doing before everything. And so like, I started reading and I decided that I was going to read just whatever, like, I'm going to read for fun again. I haven't read for fun in years because you don't have time. Mm-hmm. And
not in this line of work.
Yeah. Like, but I'm going to read for fun. And I said, you know what? I've never been good at reading contemporary stuff because I've always been kind of a snob about literature, which is not surprising at all.
Sorry, Stranger Things.
But like, I'm gonna read the trashy stuff, and I'm gonna read the stuff that's like, popular and on all of that. And I did that for a while, and then I started feeling like, okay, I want to start like trying every now and then to read something a little better, and I kind of did that last year, but this year I really was like, I want to read stuff intentionally, but then I was also like a bigger, not just about reading, but like a bigger kind of notion of like, I want to do things because I'm trying to become a better person or become healthier or become whatever, or because I think that this is ethical or I think it's important to do or whatnot, but instead of doing things just because I'm tired or because it's easier or what have you, which is, I think, for a lot of the past couple of years, what I've done is just like, well, this is the easy thing to do, or this, is quick and I can get it done or whatnot. And so, yeah, so there's been a lot of like, I like joined a, I moved over my like book reading log thing to StoryGraph, which is a great app for just storing like what you've been reading. And but they also have like challenges in there, and one of them is to read around the world, and they give you 10 countries that you just have to read a book that's like set in it or includes it or whatever. And they're very random countries. It's like Albania and France and like, whatever. So, and then they have like examples in there so that if you don't know or don't have these books, you can like find them. But I was like, this will be a good way to kind of be able to like set intention about what I'm reading. Not that I'm only reading classics or I'm going back to read like only highbrow literature or whatever, but that like I'm reading something so that I can learn about a new place, or I'm reading something for a reason. Sometimes it's still just fun, whatever, but like some kind of intentions. And then intentions with like hobbies and making choices to not just be doom scrolling on my phone all of the time. Like what can I do when I get home in the evening so that I don't just sit on the couch and doom scroll? What can I do, to make better choices about like, all just all sorts of things. But so it's not like, oh, I'm gonna run a 10K this year or whatever, but it's
Oh,
like
if you
just
want to,
like
I got one.
I don't but just thinking about like a lot of things that I have done have been out of just ease and comfort, and I need to be more intentional about some of my choices. So that's been what I focused on for the new year, is this idea of intentionality. And I think it's the same kind of desire of like, I used to do things intentionally. Like sometimes I think about like I got a PhD, so I know I can do things that are difficult.
No, you sure can.
but like,
Well, but I mean, I think you're right. I think they're similar in the sense of like, I think we're both in a way, it's kind of like the student papers I was talking about earlier. I think our resolutions are based on the current state that we're in, and also that, Christy and I work very luckily in academia, and it's we complain about it, but we would complain if we weren't in it. So it's a whole thing. And, I think, but there is a feeling that sometimes you need to get out of the rut of what even a job is and to realize that we're living a life that we've got one of that we know. And like, what are we going to learn? What are we going to do? What are we going to, and what did we have? What sort of dream, this is for me, like, what dreams or what joys did we have when we were young that have gotten lost in the monotony, and I think that's something.
I think that's kind of, I mean, it's a very similar thing of like looking back in my life and being like, I used to be really intentional about my choices, not in a way of like saying like I was really disciplined, but like I was an ambitious person, and I say was like I'm not still, but like, there's Now I'm just
as we talk about writing these books and all
this. Lazy bum. No, but like how have I lost that to some of that kind of, yeah, just like tiredness or the resignation. Part of it too is like intentional ways of stepping outside of my comfort and saying like, this thing might be hard, but it will be ultimately good. And so I'm going to do it. And I think that's important, you know, and just saying like looking back and being like,
are we having a midlife crisis? Is that what's happening right now?
I think we might be. I think that we're both like, we used to be so young and vibrant and like,
I know. I keep looking over at my boxes because on the top of my box is just a hat that I got from Vietnam. And I'm like, oh yeah, I did that.
Mm-hmm. I know. Like,
being a high achiever and like being like, oh, we kind of, this sounds so ridiculous, but we've achieved a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah, we achieved a lot of things. And then it's like, okay, now what am I doing?
Right. And for people who don't have, I mean, you know, I think this sport, you know, the elephant in the room, Christy, I don't have kids, or the quietness of the room, I suppose. But I think if you don't, I think that occupies your mind for a great deal of years and maybe forever, if according to my mom. And it's like, if you don't have that, then there is, and we don't regret those decisions. Like, I'm not saying it's regret, but it is a different life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and two, it's like, I don't know, like sometimes it feels a bit too cushy. Like Penny makes me get up and do things and like walk her and all of that. But like, this is like, you know, like I mostly get to just do what I want to do. And when I'm, like I said, when I get home from work and I just sit on the couch and I doom scroll for 3 hours, like, I don't actually want to do that, but like, that's what I end up doing. You know, I went to this, I think I talked about this before, but I went to this, it was called Nerd Night, and it's just like little mini lectures at, various locations in St. Pete where like somebody gets,
about it. I don't know if you told the world I don't know about
if
it,
but I told you, and it's interesting. So they have,
people, everybody knows like, now.
Everybody knows. They have people get up and they just kind of give like a 10-15 minute thing about something they're passionate about. And
sounds great.
One of the people that did it was this psychologist, and he was talking about the way that we train our brains to think that we like things even if we don't. Mm-hmm. So if you are like constantly on your phone doom scrolling or what have you, then your brain thinks that that's what you like to do. And so when you're like in a bad mood or you're sad or whatever, the instinctive thing to do is then pick up your phone and start scrolling, which just makes you feel worse and like ultimately is also not productive, right? That's not participating in or doing anything, right? And so like, do something else, go outside, go for a walk, read a book, blah blah blah. And so like, I thought it was really interesting, and I kind of was like, okay, I should probably get back to doing stuff that will keep me from just kind of mindlessness, but I didn't do that well. And so I'm like, okay, we're going to really like focus in on making good choices. And making choices that, like, when I look back and I see this young, vibrant Christy in her 20s, and I remember what were the good parts about me? How do I get back to some of those good parts? You know,
I feel like we have the same sort of, is this shocking to anyone that we have the same?
We also have,
we came about it from different avenues, but it feels like it's the same.
Basically, Leah and I have had an entire conversation today about how similar, like our hair is giving us similar issues. We have,
you don't have a giant cat scratch on your hand though.
And now we have similar glasses. Oh, geez.
We do have similar glasses now. Oh. And I actually am going to disagree with our friend Rika. I'm into them now. I'm into
Can them. I tell you? This is, so yesterday.
They're giving me Larry Professor vibes, and I'm into it.
Yesterday I got these glasses and I sent a picture to our group chat and I was like, I don't know how I feel about these. And do you know what? Today I put mascara on and they were 1,000 times better. I was like, the mascara is the key. I even sent another picture to one of my friends, and she was like, Christy, I don't want to say that you look better with mascara on, but like, it is much better. I was like,
I mean,
no.
I think too, glasses are hard because like, they change as one who now has had these for a while. It changes your face. Like, it changes
it does.
The way
it changes your face significantly. Face and these are quite different from the ones that I had before. So there's a lot of like adjustment that had to happen. But anyway, Leah and I are just our twin flame selves, twin flaming into 2026.
Even though Christy likes to leave me for like 5 months at a time.
We are
the murder capital of the world.
Currently rivals in football world.
Both our teams lost in college football. I was hoping we would have some battle royale on this one, but they both just lost. So Christy and I were just like, oh.
Womp womp. Like, not womp, even my backup womp. Team won.
Womp womp.
My backup team like, got demolished.
Yeah, the one thing we could come together is at least Alabama lost real bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think I watched that game that we played, and I was like, well, I mean, they won. They just won. There was nothing to it. And,
yeah.
You know, and then your game, I did watch as well, and they just won. And the, I mean,
I was going to say, like, Ohio State didn't play great, but they didn't play horribly. Like, it was just they lost. Like,
we made some choices, but like that I think we're not the best and that they agree we're not the best.
I
want to
also say like we have a freshman quarterback and I feel like it got too big. Like he's not ready for that stage, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he needs to get ready. Oh, yeah.
My dad went to Texas.
I had high hopes for that. Christy, I
told
my dad had high hopes, but they
lost so bad.
Real bad.
My dad was destroyed. It was bad.
Oh, and it was so sad because I told Christy, I was like, my dad had said, I'm worried about Texas Tech. And so I had told her, like, if my dad has a PhD in UGA football. And so I was like, we're all a little concerned over here. And all her poor dad got really excited. And then, but it
was
genuine.
So excited.
It was genuine.
Like, every now and then my dad breaks into this, like, it's a great grin of just pure joy and excitement. Mm-hmm. And when I told him what you said, he had that grin and I was like, oh, he's so excited. And then it was just so bad.
But you're so right. It's that whether it's NFL or it is college, it feels like it is the year of defeats. And everyone had us going, every single pundit that I had, that I looked at, had you, your team and my team at the end.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't know how Christy and I are going to recover from this, but that's what I saw on everything. And then she and I's team both lost. And maybe that was a humbling experience in the new year that we needed to have.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was.
Although,
I mean,
Christy now has her Broncos going.
The Denver Broncos.
The only thing we did was help Carolina go to. No. So. That's
you at least fun. you get to at least root on Carolina for a
that would be game. Fun. I would love to see, like, because don't they do like a parade and stuff? I'm like here for the participation trophy. Yeah. Like, there's no world they're gonna win. But if they, well, I mean, but it's the year of losses.
It's the year of the upset. I will say though, being in the city when your team wins a Super Bowl is an experience like no other. Like,
I'll never put like a Panther jersey on, but I'll certainly like go in a black shirt, which is most of my wardrobe anyway, and just like hang out and scream a lot. I mean, I'm into all of those things.
I will never forget, for many reasons, but one of them is for my team. But when the Broncos won the Super Bowl 50. And like, it was just, but even not even the Super Bowl, it was the AFC championship game. Cause I lived really close to the stadium, at the time. And I was driving home from Jen's house where we had watched the game and people were in the streets dancing and celebrating. And like, it was just this huge party. It was just the championship, like the AFC championship. And like, and then we went to the Super Bowl and it was this huge party in Denver and it was just so great. And then I broke my teeth, but that's,
I wasn't gonna bring it up. I feel like every time I scream And she broke her teeth.
And she broke her teeth.
Such a horrifying story. There are certain stories that stick with me for various reasons. Like Christy recently told me about a story about a family gathering that she had told me before, but I remember because it was about cats and it made me laugh really hard. This story lives on in my memory because it's so horrific. And so every time she brings it up, I start screaming about Christy's teeth. And it's more because I was traumatized. I don't want to say as much as her because it's your motherfucking teeth.
It was my mouth. Yeah, it was terrible. If you've ever, listeners, if you've ever looked at a picture of me or met me in real life and you've thought to yourself, man, those she are some nice teeth. It's because they're fake.
If you ever were at the Scottish reception at AR in San Antonio and thought, wow, Lee and Christy drank the same amount and have generally similar hygiene, why are Leah's teeth completely dark, like a jakey, as the
Scottish? Christy, they're so white. It's because mine
Christy's are
white.
Just white. It's because Christy's aren't real and mine are.
Porcelain.
And they don't get red, apparently, or they don't get that red. Mine have pores in them. They're better now. They're better now. Look.
This is why she switched to white, guys.
I did. It was part of the reason. Well, I have now switched to white, and except I did it again when we were at beer camp. And I can't be friends with Christy and drink red wine if we're doing public appearances. Because if you go, listeners, if you go on our thing and look at Will Rose and me and Christy in a freaking influencer booth, I look like I've had my whole front teeth knocked out. Because, and you say, you must be drinking so much more red wine than Christy. Listeners, no. I am not.
No. No.
If anything, this bee is drinking more than
I'm
me.
I'm at least
but
going
again,
for drinking, not more.
I feel like that is the one benefit that will come out of that night.
Those fake
I mean,
teeth,
other than
y'all,
is winning.
They were pricey.
You got those teeth. You got them teeth. And man, I did. If the Falcons win, I guess I just have to go slam my head on a curb or something and get me some new ones.
Here's the thing. I don't recommend it.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I don't recommend it. I mean, they're nice and they're white and straight, but like it was a horrible experience. So I slipped on ice, just in case anyone's really worried what happened.
Pushed down by a murderer in the streets of Denver.
It was icy and I was
where they live.
I was wearing Toms, which is not appropriate footwear for icy streets, and I took a step
Why
off of
Why would you
the...
wear Toms in Denver in the
well,
ice time?
I wasn't planning on walking around downtown Denver, but then
Were
we won the
Were you planning on walking anywhere in Denver at this
Not really, no. I was going to go back to my car and go home, because I didn't know that it was going to be...
I have many questions.
Well, I had like really adult thoughts going into it. Like I'm going to be responsible and I'm going to go home right after the Super Bowl and I'm not going to drink a lot. And I didn't drink a lot and I stopped drinking at halftime. Like I was doing a really good job of like being, and then we won and I was just so excited.
Why would you not just like Uber there and Uber back?
Oh, they closed off downtown. And so
yeah, but
you couldn't Uber
in. Pick your car somewhere, take the Uber to where your car, like the equivalent of where your car was.
So my we were at a house party. This is so much information for the whole world. We were at a house party and we won.
Guys, you love us. This is what you love to hear. All about Christy's Super Bowl experience.
And then we
and
wanted
no, we're
to
all sponsored by Uber, so don't worry.
Everybody wanted to go to downtown Denver to celebrate. And we were close to downtown Denver. And like I said, they had cordoned off the downtown. And so we couldn't Uber in, so we had to just walk there. And so we were walking to downtown Denver and I stepped off of the curb and my feet just went right on behind me. And lest you think that I just face plant, like I did try to stop it. So I had cuts all over my arms and bruises on my knees and like, but my face was like, I mean,
do you have pictures of that?
No.
That's for the best. But
very
silly.
Did not take it.
I was voyeuristically interested for one second.
I know. A lot of people were like, well, and then a lot of people were like, what does your teeth look like? I never looked. I never looked in the mirror to see what they looked like.
Oh,
like,
no, That was the correct decision.
Yeah, like,
that
I was lucky.
Here, I'm going to take it in a slightly weird direction. I never look at bodies in viewings.
Mm-mm. I saw my grandfather, and that was horrifying, and I have never again.
I can't do it. And I know this is a weird tangent from that, but it is, I just, well, because, but it lives in your head.
It lives in your head, yeah. Yeah, and
what lives in your head.
You know, because also, we were in downtown Denver, so, and like I just said, we couldn't Uber back out. So I had to walk back after this. And then I had to take an Uber from like outside of the gates, essentially, back to my house. And so
live a life, didn't you? Until oh my God, Chris.
The next day.
How do you live your life with your?
No, the next day, my dentist actually got me in at like 8 a.m. And they gave me like really temporary caps so that I had something. So I had something resembling teeth pretty quickly. But then I had to get, like, it was a whole series. It took a whole year. And then a couple of years later, I had to get another implant. But, like, it was a process. Yeah. So, like I said, do not recommend.
Oh, my God. Because everyone has those, like, nightmares about teeth. There's a teeth nightmare situation.
It's a teeth thing. I do want to stress, I had stopped drinking at halftime. This was not a, like, drunken fall. I still thought. Because I was wearing
the air's thinner, Christy. The air's thinner, don't you know?
Yeah, I know, but I lived there.
Anytime I make a poor choice in Colorado, Christy tells me about the air being thinner, and I'm like,
"That's because you don't live there."
No, I know, but you don't either anymore.
Well, I did then,
But also, I don't care because here's the deal: the choice was made. It was done. There's nothing else. I can't, like, you can tell me the air is thinner and I'm like, sure, but tell that to Leah Robinson that was drinking at 9 p.m. and slipped on the ice and went to the drag club. Like, that Leah doesn't care that the air is thinner.
That Leah just fell on ice.
You told this version, who was like, cool, we'll take that into consideration, but that didn't take that into consideration. Yeah. So it's been a lot about Colorado.
Colorado.
Good. I know. It's usually Georgia, but I have nothing except that I went home for Christmas. And then, did you guys have a good Christmas?
New Year? What did you do for New Year? What did you do for New Year, Leah? I actually don't know.
I fell on a curb and hit my mouth. All these teeth are rather white. I did a responsible, I feel like Uber, if you do want to sponsor us. My friend had a house party. She listens to this, so I won't name her, but, she went through a breakup recently. So she's moving house. So the house is completely empty, which is really funny. But we like ordered pizza and she lives down the road from me. So I got to walk and we just had like a house party and she still had her TV. So like we watched the countdown, which by the way, Anderson Cooper and, what's his face are hilarious. If you can watch the clips. Yeah. And you know, we partied and then I got to walk home and I thanked my lucky stars I lived in a city and was like,
that's an awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. We stayed out. Stuart had to work the next day and he was falling asleep, standing up kind of. And I was like, why are you being this way? Fine, this is your reverend doctor that teaches at 5 to 6 p.m. now, and that's really the start of my work day.
Yeah.
And I he starts at 7 a.m. which is different. Yeah. And so he was like, I was like, we're just hanging out, we're just having a good time. I looked at my watch and it was 4 a.m. and he is like dying and has to be up in 3 hours to do things. And I
Stuart is a saint.
We know. Oh. We know. Yeah. He humors me and, you know, and makes us exist. But there are moments where I'm like, wow, I would have just been like, go on with yourself, girl. Because we were just like half a mile away from my house. I'd have been like, and I'm out. Bye. New Year's. Yeah. And Christy went to North Carolina and didn't see me because she hates me.
Yeah, that's what it was. I went to Asheville and saw the Avett brothers. Yeah.
She didn't join a cult, though, so that's that.
Asheville was surprisingly cold, and I had to purchase a coat.
Christy, it's the mountains, and it's not like Colorado mountains, but it's still the mountains.
They're so small. I was like, North Carolina, it can't be that.
We're not talking about, don't be a snob about the mountains. I'm just saying it's colder up in them regions than Florida.
I brought sweaters. I figured I'd be like, I'll wear my sweaters and that will be fine. And no, it was very cold and I had to purchase a coat.
To be fair, yeah. It was like 70 today. No joke. And I think you really, that weekend was like that was a bad one.
It was just, and everyone in North Carolina, you could also tell that a lot of people had gone and purchased coats because I kept seeing coats from the same store that I bought mine from. And and as soon as I walked up to the counter with my coat, the cashier said, do you want me to take the tags off so you can wear it? Yeah. And I was like, so you know what's happening right now. And she was like, Oh yeah.
So, we're painfully unaware of how to dress in the South. Like, I've worn flip-flops like since summer. I've not taken them off, but we'll get a day or a couple days. And I think you just happened to come on those couple of days.
I just happened. And it was like, okay, well, great. So, but it was a great time. It's a great coat. I like my coat. But happy.
You got, to go see that. Christy went to go see the Avett brothers.
Avett.
I think it's Avett because
no, it's Avett. It's an A.
Yeah, but are they Southern or are they from Colorado?
I think they're from North Carolina.
Then it's Avett. So,
but I think they say Avett. I don't know. My friend is a big fan, and she says Avett, so I'm just going with her.
Anyway, but Christy went to go see a bluegrass band, and that's a good time.
It was a good time. We made friends.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. Our like neighbor seat partners, couple of lovely ladies with one of their fiancés, and we're all like Instagram friends now.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I love the friends that you make when you go to concerts like that. They are the best because you're just like, that's not concert what was. Friends. Yeah. But you have shout a shared thing.
Yeah. But it was a great time. Yeah. We had a good time. It's a really
go ahead.
Good way to celebrate New Year's. So anyway, we'll see you all next week because we're back.
I wasn't done yet, Christy, but okay for cutting me off.
I thought you said all right then.
So rude.
I'm sorry.
I was actually gonna end it. I'm just trying to give you off.
And also our book club meets on the 21st. We're doing Catcher in the Rye. Yep. So we'll be posting about that soon if you'd like to join. We're going to keep going with the book club this year because it's super important, especially since now everyone is quoting 1984. So.
Well, and it's good because it makes you read. Like, Stuart has joined it, and it's like, it's actually good because we can talk about books that we've read, which is reading is not his favorite thing, and he does it.
Yeah. It's a really good time too. Like I genuinely just really love hanging out with everybody. So, and we'll post all the pictures and the links and everything. And then we'll see you next week for Christian nationalism.
Maybe we'll see. We'll see what tickles our fancy. All right. Bye y'all.
Bye.